And we actually discovered a new potential copper deposit. And this is about 7.5 kilometers away from the gold discovery to the northwest. And it looks to be a different style of deposit. It's looking like a VMS deposit right now. We only have surface samples, and we do have to drill that to determine more and determine what exactly is the system. But getting to the assays, we hit 1.61% copper, 0.79 grams per ton of gold, 113 grams per ton of silver. And this is actually overlaying a 1200 meter conductor, which is pretty big in the sense of potential copper plays.
Jordan Black, Ramp Metals, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back this week.
You are very welcome. And just for our viewers, just full disclosure, I'm an investor in Ramp Metals, and Ramp Metals is a new sponsor now. So congratulations to Natural Resource Stocks. But really, I want to congratulate you guys. Let's talk about, you had some good news pending the last time we talked. Now we have some good news in some assays in, pardon me. Let's
Yeah, look, we got the assays in. As we talked about last time, we're super excited about this potential new copper discovery. And for your new I guess viewers, we are a grassroots exploration play focused on gold. We made one of the top gold discoveries or gold intercepts in the world last year, 73.55 grams per ton over 7.5 meters. And we did this unconventionally, where we flew geophysics and drilled those targets directly. We were looking at these EM conductors, and once we punched through those, we actually were pleasantly surprised with gold. And we finally decided, okay, now that we have permits, we can go out there and do true prospecting. So we were able to do a 14-day full grassroots exploration prospecting program. And we actually discovered a new potential copper deposit. And this is about 7.5 kilometers away from the gold discovery to the northwest. And it looks to be a different style of deposit. It's looking like a VMS deposit right now. We only have surface samples, and we do have to drill that to determine more and determine what exactly is the system. But getting to the assays, we hit 1.61% copper, 0.79 grams per ton of gold, 113 grams per ton of silver. And this is actually overlaying a 1200 meter conductor, which is pretty big in the sense of potential copper plays. And this just adds to our recent gold discovery.
Okay, so for all of those listeners, I had to put my head down when Jordan's giving all this information because I was laughing, because as an investor, I'm so happy. Congratulations, Jordan.
You know, no, thank you. Like, the famous saying, it's better to be lucky than good. But I
Well,
think
you're very lucky.
but I think a lot of shareholders are pretty happy the way Rand Metals has progressed. And it goes back to like how we founded the company. It was all about grassroots exploration, not recycling another property. We with our founding partners like Garrett and Brett, the original geos who actually staked the property, and they're currently one of the largest shareholders now as well. They're always about, if you want to make a true discovery, you gotta go over greenfield properties, right? And we honestly found the gold discovery blindly underneath the sulfide target that we are looking at. But when we went out and just for 14 days, we were able to find a copper deposit as well, or a potential copper deposit, right? And that's only about a half of our property. So we have 32,000 hectares, and we've really only explored five of these EM anomalies. And currently, we're actually flying geophysics as we speak right now, to maybe unearth a few more.
Yeah. So that is a crazy good story. And to give all of our viewers and listeners, Ramp Metals, I mean, it's just, I got a soft spot for you. I don't want to get all too mushy on you. I just remember talking to you 18 months ago or 2 years, I don't know how long ago, probably 18 months ago. And I just remembered, well, I hope they hit. And man, yeah, they're a great bunch of guys, you know. I have no idea what they got. They're kind of out of their minds, you know. And you kind of have to be that way for, you know, grassroots exploration, just to have that roll of the dice and risk in you.
And, yeah, and I think it's the whole way the system's set up right now. If you're trying to do something risky, the market kind of forces you to go public or do an IPO, RTO. When the market's down, no one will give you money because that commodity's out of favor, right?
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, we started our company at the peak of when nickel peaked a few years ago. And we were hunting for battery metals. Obviously, we're all believers in the green energy trend and what metals are needed for that. And obviously, the copper is going to definitely help with that trend. I was telling you, Andy, it's opened a whole new market for us where some investors aren't necessarily gold bugs, but they like the copper. So maybe they didn't want to invest in the copper or the gold exploration originally. But now that we have a potential copper deposit, we hit a whole new target market. So, yeah, look, it's you got to follow the trends when you have it. But at the same time, you got to be looking way in advance of these and actually make true prospecting discoveries.
Yeah. Well, again, enough gushing. I mean, I'm just really, really proud of you guys. And again, very happy, happy shareholder. So, my biggest regret is that I didn't buy you when you originally offered me 18 months ago. That's literally my biggest regret of the past decade.
Yeah, so, look, you're probably like the 100th person that's told me that, including all my neighbors, right? And imagine, like, even on my street, when you have the neighborhood party or whatever, like you're I guess shilling or selling your neighbor your company when it's at like 15, 20 cents with no volume and it's nickel. And then you hit, right? And then they're like, okay, yeah, we'll buy it now, right? So.
Right. Well, that's the story of prospecting, you know. But let's go, let's take it back to the discovery here. Tell me a little bit more what the expectation is and what's the process now over the next couple of months. What do you guys got going on?
Yeah, so actually, this is a very exciting time for Ramp Metals. The next couple of months will be all field work. So we're currently out in the field right now flying geophysics. So we're flying almost 3,000 line kilometers across the entire property. This will be the TDEM system. So we're going with 100 meter line spacing with very high resolution. This will give us EM conductors, those anomalies that light up on the map, which make it easy for us to find sulfides. And also it gives us regional, a more defined pellet structure as well. And this is more related to the sulfides than the gold. But last time we found the gold underneath a sulfide conductor. So the geophysics is working and we haven't determined yet if the gold is correlated to those sulfides. But we look to do that in the next drill program, which is coming up almost right after this geophysics. So we're our current MOE permits are pending. We expect to get those essentially any week if there's no further delays. And then once we get those, we'll be mobilizing our drill rig for somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 meters of drilling.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more, back up a little bit. Tell me a little bit more about where you guys are at. Tell me about the province, how friendly they are to you. And some of these are rhetorical questions, but these are all for people that I've never heard about you and tuning in.
Yeah, look, Saskatchewan's actually rated by the Fraser Institute as the top three mining jurisdiction in the world. That Saskatchewan, that province specifically. The reason for this, well, there's multiple reasons. You can look up the report, but the main thing is the government is very friendly to mining and also The Indigenous community really welcomes it. And we're actually working very closely with the local communities. Our team was actually doing a community meeting yesterday with Lac La Ronge, and are very welcoming and like working with new companies. So that's a great part of working in Saskatchewan. The permits, it's a matter of timing and knowing when to submit the permits. We were surprised with the gold discovery originally, so that's why it took us a bit longer to rework those permits. But after we get these current ones, we'll be good for a year. And then next time we can look at 2 to 3 year permits, which will really help in our timeline for continuous drilling. So like I said, we want to get out in the next month drilling to call it 2,000 to 3,000 meters, up to 5,000 meters of drilling. And once we get that, we're going to follow it up right away with more prospecting in the field again. And we have enough budget right now that this drill program can be fluid. So say we go out there and target that 3,000 meter program, we could change it on the fly if we're seeing really good indicators. And we can also like rush certain samples to the lab to help tailor that. But the idea is to go, if everything works out well, go back in the summer, prospect, and potentially build a camp near the lake there. We have, we're 100 meters from Ranger Lake. That's why it's called, the target's called Ranger. And that will cut down our costs like significantly, maybe like 30% on every gram. And then once that's done in the summer, in the ideal world, you go and do a 10,000 meter fall program. So like this 2025 is going to be an amazing year for RAMP, and we have $5 million in the treasury.
So you answered one of my questions, is how much cash do you have? And you have $5 million to fund everything right now. Another thing I want to say, and you're not expecting this at all, is that RAMP is very conscious of their money, which I adore and want. Adore is the wrong word. I'm so grateful for as an investor, because I remember the first conversation I ever had with you, again, 18 months ago, 2 years ago, whenever that was, is like, no, this is, we're not a lifestyle company. And I didn't have to ask that. And then, yeah, so you're doing things right. One question that I have for you is who do you have on staff that you guys are young, which is great, because you got all of this energy and optimism to take on the world. But I do like to see some experience here. Who do you have that's, I guess, that has a lot of experience to mentor you through this?
Yeah, so staffing like directly is like myself as the CEO, and Garrett and Brett, who have 10 plus years of experience in Saskatchewan itself, like working for the majors like SSR, Rio Tinto. They always had that experience in their backyard, and they've always wanted to make the discovery in their backyard. So they are always prospecting, whether they're fishing or hunting. You go up there and you look for things, and when you find something, you stake it yourself. And that's exactly what they did. But yeah, 10 years in this industry is not a lot. So when we built the company before we went public, we brought on what I like to call our gray hair advisors. The most significant one that was related to that eye structure is Mark Bennett, who I mentioned earlier. We had dinner at VRIP last week. And with Mark, he discovered Sirius Resources, where they discovered the Nova Bollinger, which they essentially sold for $1.8 billion. So Mark made a lot of people happy, which is an understatement. And those happy people, and let's just call them bankers and close friends, helped fund our RTO, right? Including Mark himself. So that really got us over the finish line when we did go public last March. And on top of that, we have Richard Murphy, who is very well known in the industry, especially for nickel, copper, gold plays. And even though Mark found a nickel deposit, right, he also found, I think it was like 8 million, don't quote me on this, but 8 million ounces of gold in his career, which is significant. on top of like that nickel play. And then we also have, look, I'm going down the list here, but we built a pretty stacked team. And I think that's what's key for early exploration companies, because if something goes wrong, you can, if you have a good team, you can pivot, right? Yeah. And we have Scott McLean as well, who was like some of the early days in Sudbury camp, which was Falcon Bridge at the time, which obviously is one of the top like nickel discoveries in the world as well. And then lastly, we just brought on one of the top geophysical experts in the world, Stephen Belch. And he actually helped us a little bit in the last program, some friendly advice. But we brought him on as an official consultant now, and he's the VPX at CNC, which is Canada Nickel, and he's designed geophysical systems himself. So he's like 30 plus years. Actually, no, he's corrected on this. He corrected me. Sorry, I said 30 plus years one time, and he's like, Jordan, it's 40 now. Don't insult. Yeah, look, that's, I think our team, we don't showcase our advisors as much as we should. And I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah. Well, yes, but it's like, I like to see a lot of energy. Just, it's kind of like this passing the baton. The younger you are, the more energy you have, but you need to have the gray hair and the silver hair guys, or the bald guys like me, right behind you just for advice. The mentorship and that sort of thing. But what's going through my mind, it's amazing the kind of team you can put together when you have the right assets, right? That's when people start signing up. So it's really a story of going back to the grassroots prospecting. When you hit, people want to become part of a winning team. So congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. But now it's really time to get to work. You said a lot of news going to be flowing here over the next several weeks, next couple of months. And that's really going to set the table for the rest of the year, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we're out in the field right now. So you'll expect us to receive permits that are pending. And on top of that, potential drill targets going into the drill program. Obviously drilling, which will take a better part of 2 months, at least a month, right? Depending on how fast they can drill that core. Then as with any drill program, you have the assays, to follow that up. But then we're going to head out, prospecting, in the summer again, and, follow up with more drilling in the fall. So like we have an action packed year, and, that's why we actually wanted to work with you, so that we can help, you can help get our message out there. Because as you probably are aware, we, haven't really done, too many videos other than when we went public, right? So we got to expand our reach and let people know our story.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, Jordan, give your web address and give your ticker symbol, your trade of the TSX. Give that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're Ramp Metals. The ticker is Ramp, R-A-M-P, like ramp it up. And our website is rampmetals.com. Pretty simple to find us. If you ever want to contact us directly, there's a contact form there, and someone will get back to you. So appreciate all the support, and let us know if you have any questions.
Yeah, and no, to all the listeners and viewers that are still with us, I bought RAM through Interactive Brokers. So if you do want to participate in buying RAM, I would just, a recommendation, I rarely say that word, but I would use Interactive Brokers. My experience has been great. So. Jordan, well, thank you so much. It's been a crazy ride. I was with you in spirit from the beginning, but now I'm there financially with you, and I'm very, very happy. And really excited to see where this goes and over the next several years, but specifically over the next few weeks to few months.
Awesome. No, I appreciate you having me, and looking forward to talking again.
Awesome. All right. Take care, my friend.
Bye.